I drank, I socialized with 4th of July, still fresh in my mind. I'm riding the high of summer 2021. Rewind to this time last year, I was watching YouTube fireworks and eating a boiled hot dog alone. Talk about an upgrade. While the holiday is over, the real fun is just beginning. Summer, and yes, this podcast. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, Cross-Border Solutions Weekly Transfer Pricing in the News podcast. How is the Finnish tax authority navigating legal loss? What does progress look like on public tax disclosures in the United States? And what's on the horizon for Medtronic in the IRS? We've got those stories for you, hot off the press. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross-Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross-Border Solutions Weekly Transfer Pricing Podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross-Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. The United States is inching closer to public country-by-country tax reporting. The Disclosure of Tax Havens and Offshoring Act has passed in the House of Representatives. The next stop, the Senate. The act would require SEC-registered multinationals to publicize how much they actually paid in taxes along with other important financial data. We're talking profits, tangible assets, employee count, and taxes paid in subsidiaries outside of American soil. As it stands, this information is already provided to the IRS as part of the OECD framework. But if the act is passed, it will create a whole new level of transparency and open Pandora's box to public scrutiny. Give credit where credit is due. That's the moral of this transfer pricing legal case. The Finland Supreme Administrative Court rejected the Finnish tax authority's latest case on intercompany interest rates and its relationship to group credit rating. What's Finnish for better luck next time? Here's the breakdown. A. Oij, the parent company of A Group, provided loans to its Finnish subsidiary, B. Oij. B. Oij made loans to its Russian affiliate, Zao C, and set the interest rate to include a margin at approximately 0.55% during tax years 2009 to 2011. The tax administration felt that the loan margins were not high enough and should have been determined using Zao C's individual credit rating as opposed to the group rating. Turns out the Supreme Administrative Court didn't side with the tax authority. It ruled that the financing counted as an intra-group service, and according to the cost-plus method, the interest level amount was correct. As for the credit, the court accepted Zao C's use of the parent company's credit rating to lock in the resulting rate. So after all of that pushing and prodding from the taxpayer, it looks like this case was finished before it even got started. Finland isn't the only country holding court. In the U.S., all eyes are on Medtronic. The medical device manufacturer is in hot water yet again with the IRS over its allocation of profits during tax years 2005 to 2006. According to the IRS, Medtronic created the tax equivalent of the Bermuda Triangle between its U.S. parent company, a Puerto Rico manufacturer, and U.S. distributor to avoid close to $1.4 billion in taxes. So what's at the heart of this case? Transfer pricing methodology for intangible property. The IRS is backing the comparable profits method, and Medtronic is fighting for the comparable uncontrolled transactions method. While this legal battle may be new to some listeners, it's been going on since 2015. In 2016, the U.S. tax court decided that Medtronic had only $14 million in underpaid taxes, a decision that was overturned by the Eighth Circuit in 2018 and remanded the case back to the U.S. tax court. By now, if you're thinking this case has been flipped more times than a diner pancake, you're not wrong. As this iteration of the case is just getting started, one thing is clear. Taxation of multinationals is getting a lot of attention and scrutiny, and the verdict could impact future rulings and regulations. And just like that, you're all caught up on the latest in transfer pricing. Feels pretty good, doesn't it? Why not keep up? Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show, Transfer Pricing. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote the script. While summer 2021 may feel light years away from summer 2020, they do have one thing in common. A quick go-to for transfer pricing news. We had it then, we have it now, and we'll have it again next week. We'll catch you then.